Wilson is now the leader of the Liberals in Victoria. Let that sink in. Only 2 weeks ago, Brad Batten was destroying Jacinta Allan in the polls. His preferred polling premier numbers were through the roof. Labor was scared. Then boom, overnight, Brad Batten out, the moderate, Jess Wilson in. Why? Why did that happen? Because Victoria just locked in their statewide treaty. A treaty that explicitly writes the United Nations Declaration onto the rights of Indigenous people into Victorian law. A treaty the UN High Commissioner personally flew in to celebrate. A treaty the UN has been pushing, praising, and monitoring for years. And Brad Batten was the one opposition leader that was going to fight it with everything he had. And Jess Wilson, the moderate, who stood in Parliament and clapped for the Aboriginal activists that read off their script while the rest of the party opposed the treaty process. Connect the dots here, everyone. It's not hard. The UN wanted its flagship treaty process protected. Someone from the deep, dirty, dark UN made the phone calls. The switch then got flipped. Jess in, Brad out. That's how it works. That's how fast these things happen when the strings get pulled. And you think this is safe for me to talk about this? You think it's safe for me to give you this type of information? Labor wanted the UN treaty. The new Liberal Party leader now wants the UN treaty. Same agenda, same masters, just with a different coloured tie on. There's no opposition anymore. There's no choice at the ballot box. Red team, blue team, they both take orders from the same masters. And to every single Liberal MP who raised their hand to stab Brad Batten in the back, you are one of the lowest forms of cowardice this country has ever produced. You saw a leader who was actually winning for the people, and you panicked because it wasn't a part of the script. You just sold off your voters, your state, your country for what? Pre-selection and a pension? You cowards. And if you can, tag these cowards in the comments so they get berated by everyone. You are owned, you are weak, and you are finished. History will spit on your names. And let me tell you something, everyone. Voting inside this rigged circus, it's not going to make a difference. Your preference just legitimized the one bloke who was actually fighting for your state. The two-party system is dead. The funeral of Victoria was 2 weeks ago. And the UN just made the call to the moderates who just intimidated the Liberal Conservatives who just bent over and took it up where the sun don't shine because they are pathetic cowards who only care about their pre-selection and their pensions. So to the system controlling this and to everyone listen, walk away from it. Stop feeding it. Because one day, and maybe it's coming a lot quicker than everyone thinks, the whole rotten puppet show is going to come crashing the fuck down. And when it does, we'll remember exactly who pulled the strings and exactly who obeyed like a good little servant. What's your thoughts?